Hello and happy Monday, HRD. Welcome to your Her Group weekly wake-up call. It's Monday again. I hope you all had an amazing weekend, productive with some great time with family and friends. It's a great time of year out in many of our locations. Hopefully you were able to get out and enjoy some of that great weather and the end of fall, although we did have some great snow coming down here in Minnesota, and I know in a couple of our other northern locations. So we are definitely coming on to the winter months, but you guys have tremendous momentum. There is no seasonality here at Her Group Expansion, and I'm excited for all of you to continue to push through, do your activities, create that consistency and momentum, to not use seasonality and the holiday season and things coming up as your excuse, because the reality is that's exactly what your competition is doing. That's why so many of you are having so much activity going on. I know multiple people this past weekend who are writing more than one offer, who are listing new homes, who are going to open houses and having tremendous amounts of conversations. That's exactly what you should be doing, and it's proof that there are a lot of people out there still looking to buy, sell, and invest in real estate. And with less of the competition out there actually doing the activities, that means more opportunity for you. Also, don't forget to capitalize on the leads that are coming in your Boomtown system. Call them as quickly as possible. Many of you are being forced to do that now using Shark Tank in your Boomtown system. The reality is you're going to have a massively higher conversion rate. And again, just as you guys are continuing to not allow seasonality to affect your daily habits and the work that you guys are doing, I can tell you right now that because your competition is, when these leads are going online and they're clicking on different websites and they're getting to multiple realtors, you have the opportunity to be the one that contacts them first. Be the one who is out there working on their behalf, showing them that there's opportunities on November 6th, just like any other time of the year. So don't forget that you guys have a competitive advantage when you continue to create this momentum like you have this time of year and when you don't let your foot off the gas pedal. So that all being said, I wanted to start the call out to say happy birthday to Erin, our marketing director. Many of you are very appreciative of her and her team and what they do for you, and it is Erin's birthday today. She's out enjoying the day, but wanted to say happy birthday. There's a couple other people that have birthdays as well, so if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. I know it's Taylor Klein's birthday in Arkansas as well. We're going to go ahead and announce birthdays and anniversaries for November, right now, but in November, there's one anniversary, and that's Kelsey, also in our marketing division. Her anniversary was November 1st, so just a few days ago. We're so happy to be in business with you and for all you do for us in the area of marketing and social media, Kelsey. So we're happy that you're with us and happy work anniversary. And for the rest of you who have birthdays, who had them earlier yet in this month or are going to have them this month, I just want to say happy birthday to you now. Amy Cromer, Natalie Ness, John Bruno, John Bendel. By the way, John's birthday today as well. I think there's three of them, Aaron, John, and Taylor Klein. So that's awesome. Happy birthday to all three of you today. Emily Parrott, Todd Tondi, Ryan Raymond, Mary Metcalf, Kevin Wagner, and Sharon Hawkins. All of you have awesome November birthdays, and we just want to wish you a happy, happy birthday today. So from all of us at Her Group Expansion and your Her Group family, we hope you have an amazing birthday month as well. All right, so let's move into the new agents of the week. I just want to immediately come right into this to say we are growing. We are going forth in our goal already strong for agent count growth to have more amazing talent within the Her Group family across the country, which is going to continue to bring all of you more value, more services at the hub. Because again, as Adam and I and Mike shared at Advance and continue to share with all of you, as we grow and become in partnership with more and more talented people across the country, our goal is to reinvest everything back into this business as much as possible so that you continue to have higher level of services in the hub, more staff members to leverage to, more systems and technologies and training than you've ever had before. The best of the best in the industry is what we're going to continue to bring to you. On top of that, we are having constant referrals across the country, you guys, and we're helping each other get referrals in those KW referral groups and in other social media platforms because you have such a widespread family here within Her Group, your team and your family without borders. Here's the deal. we're all out there advocating for each other when we hear of opportunities in the states that we have team members in and family members in, and it's going to continue to be that case as we grow. In fact, more and more relocation and referral opportunities from across the country are going to come each and every one of your ways as we continue to grow. So I just wanted to let you guys all know we're super excited for the growth. We hope you are too, and we want to give a proper welcome to those that are partnering with us and who partnered with us last week. So Denise Vasquez in Huntington Beach, welcome to the family. Heidi Schreifels in the North Suburban team in Minnesota, welcome. Crystal Schnackenberg from Omaha, Nebraska, welcome. As we continue to really grow that Omaha, Nebraska team, so welcome to the team there, Crystal. Star Arellano in Arkansas, so congratulations to Arkansas for their continued growth, and welcome, Star. We're excited to have you on the team. And Chris Shaver in North Carolina. I also want to officially welcome Lane Farmer's new team in Florida. I did welcome Lane last week, but his team members who are obviously joining and partnering with HRG along with him, Matt Glass and Matt Burheit, as well as Jesse, who is his executive assistant. So welcome to all three of you as well. We're super excited to have you in our newest location in Florida. So welcome, everyone. We are truly honored to be in business with you. We cannot wait to help you reach your fullest potential and continue to find your path to success and even leadership here within Her Group expansion and the Her Group family. So welcome once again. Okay, so let's move on to closings this week. I talk about this every week, and I get just as excited about it every single week. And why? It's because it's exactly what we do here at Her Group. We transform lives through home ownership, our own as well as all of our clients, our family members' lives, right? All of it is transformed every time we successfully get to a closing. So I just want to do the proper congratulations to those of you that have a closing or more than one closing this week, as well as congratulations to your clients. But please remember, every single time you get to a successful closing, you are helping to transform another person's life through home ownership, and you are continuing to move closer and closer to your goals and transforming your own life and your family members and other people's lives in your world, right? So congratulations to all of you. Ariel in Kansas, congratulations on your closing this week. William Ebert in Wisconsin. Amy Cromer in North Carolina. James Anderson in Minnesota. Heather M. Brewster in Massachusetts. Todd Tondi in Idaho. Spencer in Massachusetts, Kevin in Minnesota, Tyson in Nebraska, Betsy is going to two closings this week in Wisconsin, Reed Ferguson in Wisconsin, Sandy in Connecticut, and Amanda Buck in Arkansas. Congratulations to all of you who have closings this particular week. So that's awesome. By the way, it's just this week, right? Which is amazing. So congratulations to all of you. Okay, so let's move into some really fun announcements. I always love to give a shout out to those of you that have your firsts with Her Group expansion, of course, but also just some of you that are really doing some amazing things that I love to recognize. And don't forget, if some cool things are going on in your team, in your world, personally, professionally, success stories that you've had that you'd love to share with other people, maybe a particular lead generation tactic or something that worked really well for you, something that you think would motivate or inspire others, please send me an email. This isn't about bragging, you guys. This is my opportunity to not only recognize you for your accomplishments, but to be able to share that with everybody within your Her Group family so that they become motivated and inspired and that they can try it in their local market. That's how we all achieve more, is when we continue to share with each other, learn from each other, and go implement things without having to constantly fail forward and try things on our own and figure out what works or doesn't work. We can expedite our process of success. We can expedite reaching our goals and reaching our fullest potential because we have this amazing team and we all work together to do so. So please share away. But I want to congratulate Lynn in Connecticut for her very first pending. So congratulations, Lynn. I also wanted to congratulate Kimberly in the North Suburban Office team of Minnesota for her very first closing last week. So congratulations, first of many, I'm certain. And I also just want to give a shout out to the top October pending units rankers. In other words, when we look at what's going on throughout the month, we can see who is having how many pending transactions and how many listings and so forth. And in the month of October, we had Juliet in Miami in the first place, Amy Cromer in North Carolina in second place, Tyson Compton in our Nebraska location in third place, David in Arkansas in fourth place, and Christy in Maple Grove, Minnesota in fifth place. By the way, all of them ranking between 8 and 3 pendings in the month, which is phenomenal. Congratulations to those of you that continue to knock it out of the park. And let's see who's going to be the top agents ranking-wise in November. Get out there and turn in all of your transactions. I also wanted to remind you, speaking of that, you guys have the opportunity to turn in all of your buyer representation and buyer contracts to the hub. When you do that, they actually put that into the CTE program for you so that you can see who you are working with that you actually have under contract, so that you can actually guesstimate how many pendings you're likely going to have in the next 30 to 60 to 90 days based on the buyer representation contracts you have. Obviously, when you get a listing, you turn in the listing paperwork. That's tracked in CTE for you because you now have a live listing. You don't automatically have to turn in the buyer representation stuff, but I'll tell you, if you do it consistently, it'll help your CEO, your leadership. It'll help us to be able to track what that means for you over the course of the next 30, 60, 90 days so that you can continue to make sure that you are doing what you need to do for all of these clients that are in representation with you. You can get training to make sure that you are able to get them into a contract and get them to a closing, you know, that we are able to help you to show you how you're able to get your goals with these representation contracts. Without them, we can't coach you. We can't make the projections that are going to help you to make the right decision. So I highly encourage you to turn those in. And we will work with you on that if you have any questions. Please reach out to your CEO, reach out to myself, Rebecca, if you need any help with that. But we do have a couple of teams who are doing this at a very, very high level, and they have very great tracking mechanisms in terms of what their months are going to look like moving forward personally for all of them, and that's a huge aha. It provides you more and more clarity in your business. We talk about this all of the time. You need to have clarity in your business, clarity with your numbers, clarity with the contracts you have out there, the people that you're working with, so that you can have great follow-ups, so you can see what your conversion rates are. That is the way that you are going to be able to ensure you can hit your goals or exceed them in 2018. So please start turning in your buyers if you aren't already, and let us know if you have any questions on how to do that. All right, so again, congratulations to our top October agents in terms of the pending units and the ranking there, and we'll continue to keep you guys up to date on this ranking and congratulate and recognize those top producers throughout the month as well. I also wanted to announce that you all received an email from Becca last week in regards to your sphere of influence. Mike Dooley posted an amazing post of his fail forward in our closed Facebook group, but it talked about not doing as good of a job as he could or his team could have been doing in the past in terms of keeping in touch with their sphere of influence to make sure that they are receiving all of the transactions they possibly can from the people that they know. And that is one reason we want you to provide us with your sphere of influence. I know we've been sharing that with you since you partner with us, when you first partner with us. If you're newer to HRG or if you've been with us for a while, we're always asking you to help us get a list of your sphere of influence. Remember, you can export that from Facebook. You can export it from different email accounts, from your phone. Get them into an Excel spreadsheet. It is really great idea, and I think I mentioned this last time. Just reach out to all of your sphere. Give them a phone call and tell them you're grateful for them in this month of November. Tell them that you are hoping to have an amazing holiday season. Ask them for their updated contact information so that you can keep in touch with them. It will lead to conversations about real estate. It'll make sure that you have everybody's updated contact information. So while you're on the phone, you quickly enter that into the Excel spreadsheet. Before you know it, you have your entire Excel spreadsheet of your top sphere of influence. And now you can share that with us here at Her Group in the marketing department so that we can actually put these people on a 33 touch for you. Many of you don't realize we do this, even though I know we've sent a lot of emails out. We just want to continue to remind you. So you will be getting different reminders from Becca on this, because the reality is that you are going to want to do this. And let me explain to you why you're going to want to do this. So for those of you that are unfamiliar, and there were a few questions in our Facebook group about the 33 touch. Number one, the 33 touch is something that Keller Williams has taught for many years. It is outlined in the Red Book, in the Millionaire Real Estate Agent book. This is the foundation of your business, whether you're an individual agent or on a team, it doesn't matter. And actually, being in our team and being partnered with HRG, you have an entire marketing team that is creating content that these people actually will be interested in, will want to open from you. It's done on your behalf. It's true leverage. And it's a way that you can keep in touch with your sphere of influence. We'll also put them to your boomtown so that you can set up reminders to pick up the phone and call them, because truly, you need to be calling and texting your sphere every so often, as well as obviously having these automated emails go out. You also may want to do some drop-bys and drop off some things at the holiday time or some different times of the year. These are all different things that are actually going to be able to be set up in reminders in your Boomtown system. So you have two systems that you have access to as part of Her Group expansion, as part of our organization that you can take advantage of at a high level. If you don't have your database in any kind of organized fashion, we can't help you take advantage of this. But here's what I can tell you right now. You could easily double to triple the amount of transactions you get from your sphere of influence if you actually put a plan in place. We have the plan. We just need the information from you. So it could change your business in a big way in 2018. So I'd encourage you guys over the course of the month of November and into early December to make sure that you reach out to everybody. Have a conversation. Show your gratitude. Say happy holidays. Get their contact information. Kill two birds with one stone. Do your lead generation and create this list. Put it in an Excel spreadsheet. That's all you need to do. You send it over to our marketing team, and we will take care of the rest for you. And now you will have a system that is going to get you more business and more referrals than you've ever had before. So here is how the 33 touch works. Statistics show that, you know what, sales is a numbers game. We've talked about this many different times. If you've listened to any of my coaching, if you've been on my Zoom calls or my agent calls, or if you've heard me here, obviously, on your weekly wake-up calls, the reality is that your job, to a very big degree, at least on the lead generation side of things, is very much a numbers game, which is a great thing because if you know your numbers, you can absolutely make any amount of money you want. You just execute on the numbers that you know. And so here's what we know about your sphere of influence. Now remember, your sphere of influence are people that know you, like you, and trust you, and would likely do business with you or refer business to you if they knew someone that needed to buy, sell, or invest in real estate, right? So these are people that have to have a relationship with you to some degree. Now, they don't have to be your best friend by any means. They have to be in at least an acquaintance-type situation where they do know, like, and trust you, and they likely would refer business to you. Now, you can always further develop the relationship, of course. That's the whole point of getting your sphere of influence into a database so that you can be reaching out to them every once in a while. Quarterly is a great thing to do in terms of actually picking up the phone and calling them, maybe sending a text every couple months, and then, of course, sending the monthly email that we do for you. So the reality is that in your sphere of influence, in those people that know you, like you, trust you, if you can build up a minimum of a 200-person database, that's going to be a great place to start. Of course, we want you to grow it and add to that database on a daily basis, because if it's a numbers game and you continue to increase your sphere of influence, what does that mean? Well, that means that the number of transactions you're going to do out of that database and that sphere of influence is also going to increase, right? But let's just look at a 200-person database right now that you were able to put together into your sphere of influence. Let us take advantage of those for you. Take advantage of the leverage. Get us out there doing that email on your behalf. And you're going out there and you're reaching out to them and you're private messaging them on Facebook, texting, and calling them also according to the tasks in your Boomtown. When you do that, 1 in 6 people in your database will become a client or refer someone to you every single year, year over year. Okay, well, that's about 33 transactions in a year if you have a 200-person database, if you look at that 1 in 6 number. So 33 people in a 200-person database are going to become a client of yours or refer someone to you. So you'll have 33 transactions. By the way, in the average sale price of $200,000 across the country, if you do the math and even factor in your split with the team, you're making 6 figures from nothing else but your sphere of influence if you do it right. Now, look, it's not an easy task to do it right, but that's why you've partnered with us so that we can help you do it. We have everything ready to go. We just need your sphere of influence in an Excel spreadsheet, and we will help you do the same. So, and do everything you need to do, you guys. But you are going to stay in front of the minds and in mind share of your sphere of influence every single month. We are going to give you those reminders to contact them on a regular basis. The content that our marketing department puts together is really great content and stuff people are going to get used to looking at from you, and they're going to like it. It's branded for you, so all the leads that come from that is going to come directly back to you. So don't think that we're sending something out just in general from Her Group expansion. No, it's coming directly from you. We're just doing it for you. So 2018 marketing plan is really going to be focused on your sphere of influence, because we know most of you are not getting the amount of transactions from your sphere of influence that you should. So we're excited to assist you with this, and we look forward to having all of your sphere of influence in the amazing system before 2018. So please spend time doing it. Like I said, it's an easy thing to do this time of year, to say happy holidays, to thank them and tell them how grateful you are for them in November, to have those conversations. You're doing lead generation at the same time you're getting the updated contact information and literally typing them into an Excel spreadsheet. It will be worth your time. We have the system set up. We just want to plug you into it. So for those of you who are not getting over 30 transactions from your sphere of influence right now, you're missing the boat. I promise we can help you do that in 2018 when you get this for us. So thank you so much in advance for doing that. And if you have any questions, please let us know in the email. From Becca, it said action, it said SOI marketing, help us help you. There were some attachments in that so that you have the right spreadsheet. We make it as easy as possible for you. And again, we're excited to have you take advantage of it. The next thing I wanted to remind you of, you guys, is it is November. It is the 6th of November. You've had 1 week. Many of you have done some amazing things already. I wanted to remind you that we have some different initiatives and things going on in the month of November. You received a phenomenal email from Erin on October 31st to kick off our 30 pendings in 30 days. It's a big month for us. Whoever shows up in the fourth quarter is going to benefit the whole rest of the year. Pros show up in the fourth quarter. That's who you are. That's who HRG overall is, who her group is. So think about how, you know, committing as a team to this 30 pendings and 30 days will be for all of you. Because as we know, as a team, the more momentum you all generate, the more benefit you all get. The more open offices you all have to do, the more signed calls you all get, the more you can post on each other's social media to help each other get business, the more you can actually find buyers for your own listings, the more you can have information when you call your Boomtown leads, the more you have as a team, the more you all will get. So think about the momentum together that you guys all are going to create as you put your minds together and your commitment together as a team to hit the 30 pendings in 30 days. It's truly going to set the tone for 2018 for all of you and transform all of your lives along with the lives of many clients. So we need to make sure that you are utilizing the things we put together for you. So we have put together a packet with your activities basically for the 30 pendings in 30 days. So while you're doing those things, also we want to remind you to practice gratitude for this month, because this is the month of gratitude. It's the time of year, and there's a lot of benefit to doing that. So it's going to contain your trackers for the full month every single day. For accountability, ensure that you post your trackers to our Facebook group. I wanted to just do a shout out again to the North Suburban office in Minnesota. They're constantly putting their trackers in there and encouraging everybody to do the same, and I love that. All of you have the ability to do that. We would love to see more of those in the month of November. And we love that habit that many of you are forming with this accountability exercise every single day, every single week. So continue to work on it. Remember, success happens through habits that you create every single day. You're also going to be receiving a tip from the Hub. It might be a script. It might be a Boomtown tactic, perhaps some kind of a statistic that we found that shows you why the extreme follow-up or the rapid responses or the different things we ask you to do for lead conversions, why those things are important to you. And so keep an eye out for these tips and take a minute, you guys, to read them. It will benefit you, I promise you. They're going to be quick, easy to digest, and they will transform your business if you take a few minutes to read them. Maybe print them out, some of them that are important for you and that have created an aha for you. We're also going to be adding them to the intranet as we go throughout the month. So you can always go into our intranet, remember, to find these things as well. And in addition to our listings and pending scorecards, we're going to be sending out a scorecard showing our process as a team across borders here, without borders, across the country to get to 200 pendings as well. So buckle up. It's going to be a huge month for all of us. And the agent who brings in the most pendings during the month of November is going to win $1,000. And second place is going to win $300. Super excited for you to receive some cold hard cash, whoever's going to be in first and second place. Super fun for all of you to push forward. It'll be great to get some extra cash around the holidays, I'm sure, for anybody. And remember, if you're winning the pending contest, you are definitely going to be strengthening, your checkbook for the months of, you know, December, January, February, when it is critical. So the activities that you're doing are going to bring you tons of benefits, and we're excited to be having this contest go on with you, as well as just having you guys commit together to this big goal as a team and to show each other what you can do together as a team and how it can benefit every single one of you. And so there are going to be weekly call nights or breakfast, depending on the month. So this particular week, 2 days, on the 8th, there is going to be a call breakfast. And then the next month, on the 15th, there's going to be a call night. The next week. Then the following week, on November 22nd, a gratitude call breakfast with your team. And then the last call night of the month, November 29th. And so we are encouraging you all to do this. Your CEOs are going to help you. You're going to have some food for the breakfast or some treats for the call night, and to be able to get that momentum going. Remember last month when we did the call night? You guys did some amazing things in a really short period of time. If you did this every single week, think of what you would actually do. So just commit to these dates. And then, of course, you're going to build more and more momentum from this. We're also going to have follow-up to those call nights, because the number one thing that we could do that would be a challenge would be we do these call nights or these call breakfasts and we get 4 or 5 or 6 appointments set. Are we actually converting them to a listing, or are we converting them to a buyer representation contract? Are we getting those to closings? And so having follow-up calls to those are going to be critical, and we're going to help remind you of those things and when you should do them, and really help you to remain focused as much as possible on the right activities. So we're super excited to have you continue to focus on this initiative here in November with us, the 30 pendings in 30 days. Use your trackers. Use the scripts and the tips that we send to you. You guys, they really are going to help you out a lot. So we encourage you to stay focused, stay committed, stay engaged in this process. We're doing it for a reason, because we're seeing so many of you completely transform your lives and your business by taking these initiatives on and having these singular focuses. So congratulations to all of you who are committing, who are knocking out of the park, who are doing the activities, because you will become the top agents in the company. You will have your path to leadership. You will be exceeding your goals financially and otherwise. And I know every single one of you wants that. So all you have to do is just follow the systems that are here for you and follow those initiatives. Lastly, before we end the call, you guys, I just wanted to reiterate the 15 surprising things ultra productive people do differently. So this is the time of year that we're asking you guys, don't let your foot off the gas pedal. Don't get distracted by the holidays. Don't think that there's seasonality and just think that you can relax, because the reality is you're going to suffer in January and February and March if you do that, and nobody wants you to be suffering in the first quarter. So how can you be ultra productive when maybe this time of year does get a little bit busy? You have other things going on, right? And it also, there are some distractions. Well, here it is. The research was actually done on thousands of top working and top successful working professionals, as well as other billionaires, Olympic athletes, straight-A students, and over 200 entrepreneurs. And this is what they found when they did the research, is that there's 15 things that super productive people do differently than everybody else. And so I want you to think about these 15 things and how you're going to do all of these 15 things in your life. Do you need to create new habits? And what are we able to help you do that really helps you to take advantage of the services, of the leverage, and of the support and the training and coaching and so forth that we provide to you as part of the team here at Her Group? So the first thing is people actually focus on minutes. So did you know that there's 1,440 minutes in every single day? You need to invest in every single one of them intentionally. So if you are not purposeful about your time, if you're wasting time on social media, if you're wasting time doing things that are not producing you activities or producing you results, you need to be focusing more on minutes. Don't focus on large chunks of time. Focus literally on 15-minute increments or 20-minute increments. Focus on half an hour at a time and make sure that you are doing things in that time that are going to keep you as motivated and as productive as possible. Number two, they set daily priorities. Do you guys identify your most important task and work on it for 2 hours first in the morning, 2 to 3? Well, that's lead generation for all of you. Are you actually setting that daily priority? But then what are the other priorities that need to come after that? Are you thinking about that every night before you leave the office or before you go to bed to make sure that you are super focused for the next day? That's a very great habit to get into if you haven't yet. They don't use to-do lists either. If you guys are writing big, long to-do lists, throw them away. You need to schedule everything on your calendar. So if those things can't fit in your calendar, you maybe shouldn't be doing them. You maybe should see if somebody else can do them, or you should maybe reevaluate if they're even important to be done right now at all. You should be thinking of a success list, and all of those things on your success list need to go in your calendar. If they can't fit on your calendar, I'm here to tell you they're probably not important and you might want to not do them right now. Don't focus on things that aren't important, you guys, because they're taking away from the things that really are. The fourth thing is that people beat procrastination with time travel. Your future self can't be trusted. This is just the reality, you guys. So what can you do now to make sure your future self does the right thing? Well, you plan accordingly, right? You look at what's going to happen in the future. You make sure your calendar is time blocked. You surround yourself with people that are going to encourage you to accountability, and you make sure that you stay focused on the right things. That's what these initiatives do for you guys. They actually help you focus really, really specifically on things that are going to absolutely help you be productive and aren't going to allow you to procrastinate, aren't going to allow you to have things fall off your calendar that shouldn't fall off their calendar. So leverage to us in the way of engaging and committing into these initiatives. That's why we do these, is to help you be ultra productive. We're helping you to make sure that you can do the 15 things I'm talking about right now at a high level, because that's what we know. All of these 15 things, if you do them, whether it's through us or through yourself or through the coaching and accountability with your CEO, et cetera, that's what's going to make you some of the most ultra productive people, therefore the most successful people in the industry. Number five, they make it home for dinner. Here's the deal, you guys. There will always be more work that can be done. But if you're not time blocking your priorities, you can't end the day guilt-free, right? So if you didn't do your lead gen, you're going to not feel like you were accomplished. And you're going to continue to end up probably working more, but not in the right activities throughout the day. And the reality is, if you really truly time block for lead generation so that you have more than enough clients, you can actually say no to the clients that keep asking you to work right in the middle of your dinner time or right in the middle of activities with your kids or time that you want to protect. The more leads you have, the more opportunities of clients you have, the easier it is for you to say no to them. If you only have a couple people you're working with, you're going to have to be at their beck and call, and they're going to ask you to do things in times that you then have to sacrifice away from your kids or your family, and that is not the career you want to have. I promise you, if you commit just to your lead gen consistently every single day, you will have more leads and more opportunities than you know what to do with. Therefore, you can be the one that says you want to work with somebody or not work with somebody, and it won't matter if you say no. It won't matter if you say you can't do it at the time they want to do it. If they decide to go work with someone else, you'll be okay with that, because guess what? You have other clients to work with. That's how you control your life. It's how you control your schedule. It's how you work with the people you want to work with in this career and be ultra successful. So you can make it home for those things that are important. You just have to make sure that you do your lead gen in the morning to ensure you have enough business to make those decisions. If you're running on scarcity and you only have a couple opportunities, I'm here to tell you those opportunities will run your life and you will not be happy in this career. So go for more opportunities by just focusing on your morning lead gen or your evening lead gen if we do call nights, et cetera. By the way, capture everything in a notebook or in a journal so that you can actually see patterns in your schedule, see patterns in your actions and your activities so that you can, see what's working and not working, and that you can make sure that you have things documented. Reflection is really, really key for somebody having clarity on what they're doing right, what they need to do differently. So that's really important. Number seven, they only check email 3 times a day. Don't let email or social media interrupt your flow, you guys. If you're in the middle of lead generation, stay lead generating. Check your email after lead gen. If you're doing things that need your attention and need momentum and you need to be in a flow, don't continue to let things come in and distract you, because it will rob you of time to get out of that flow, to get distracted into something and then get back into that flow. It actually will take a tremendous amount of time and you're wasting a lot of time each day. Also, the reality is that you have to be specific about the meetings that you hold. So keep them, short and sweet and to the point and productive. Make sure they're time blocked. Don't just throw them in anywhere. And when you have your appointments for buyers and sellers, time block those in advance. If you know you need to have 5 appointments every single week to hit your goals, time block them in advance and then fill them in as you set appointments. It helps you to make sure that you are time blocking meetings, time blocking appointments at the same time that you're time blocking your lead gen and the other important things you have to do. So the reality is that really productive, successful people say no to almost everything. Every yes is actually a no to something else. So say no to everything outside of your goal areas. And if you need clarity on what that means and how you can leverage certain things, talk to your CEO. Let's get into some deep conversations and coaching about this, because it's going to be critical to your success. Of course, everybody that's ultra productive and successful, follow the 80-20 rule. 80% of the outcomes, you guys know, come from 20% of your activities. Identify the 20%, ignore the rest. That is why you're working with her group across the country. That is why you're part of one of the top expansion teams in the world, so that you can leverage as much as possible of your day and you can focus on your 20%. 20% for you guys is lead generation, lead follow-up, going on appointments, negotiating offers, and going to closings. That is what you need to focus on. Also, they delegate or outsource almost everything. That is what we're here for. That's what her group expansion hub and technologies and systems. That's what we're here for, is to help you identify your unique ability, utilize it, and outsource everything else. Just do what you're good at, which is being with the clients, right, and talking to new people. Also, you should have some work themes for the days of the week, and that's what we're helping you do with the initiative. This number 12 was one that was identified, you guys, and that's why we're bringing you these monthly initiatives that have specific things every day and every single week, and we ask you to engage in those and focus on those for a reason, because this is one of the habits and the things that most successful and productive people do. Number 13, they touch things only once. If something will take less than 10 minutes to complete, just do it and get it off your plate. Same thing with emails, responses to text messages, your updates and your follow-up and your Boomtown, for example. All of these things don't have to take a lot of time. Just do them and get them done with. Delete the email. Move on to the next person in Boomtown. Don't linger on things. Don't overthink things. Just get them done and move to the next. That's what ultra-productive people do. Number 14, they have a consistent morning ritual. I saw many of you guys say that in the next, for the rest of the year here, you guys are going to create a habit of having a really solid morning ritual. Many of you have read the book, many of you have read the book about the morning ritual and how important that is. And so many of you said, when I'm creating this habit, this is what I want to do, the miracle morning. So those of you that don't have a consistent morning ritual, I highly encourage you to get into that. Waking up early and giving yourself that 60 minutes or so for mental, physical, and spiritual health is going to help you and flow into every other part of your life, guaranteed. The last thing, the 15th surprising thing that ultra productive and successful people do differently is they don't think about time. They focus on energy. Maximize your energy, you guys, to maximize your productivity. Focus on sleep, on diet, on exercise, and on short breaks throughout the day, because your energy and the intensity you bring to your activities is actually what's going to get you much more results and help you be more productive than just the time itself. Anybody can sit there for 3 hours and say they're lead generating, but if you don't bring the intensity, you don't bring the energy, you aren't doing the things that are getting you to be as effective and efficient and results-oriented and driven and successful as possible in the time you have, then it doesn't matter. So focus on energy. Don't focus about necessarily the time. Time block, but then when you're in that time block, don't just count down the minutes and the seconds, you guys. Count down the intensity and the focus you're bringing to every single minute in that time block. All right, you guys, so those were some fun things that I just wanted to bring out there and share with you. I know you don't always get to read everything that's sent to you because there's a lot of things going on. I felt like that was really important because we are going to have some more distractions. We're going to need to be ultra efficient and productive around the holidays to be able to keep our momentum going, and those are some great tips for all of you to be able to do it. So thanks so much, you guys, for joining me today on your weekly wake-up call. As always, remember, it's every Monday, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time. We want your success stories. What are you guys doing that's working? What scripts are working? What activities? What fun things are happening in your local market you can share with your fellow HER groupers? By the way, I think it was the Minnesota team that coined that phrase. I love it. Share with us. Share your successes so that you can continue to motivate and inspire your family members across the country. Continue to send your referrals. If you ever have a referral for anyone across the country, send it to me so I can help connect you with your HER group family member in the appropriate location. I promise you, as we continue to do that more and more and as we continue to grow, you're all going to have massive opportunities from that. So don't forget to bring that forth as well. Thanks so much, you guys. Make it a wonderful week. Good luck on your call breakfast this week. Have a wonderful week, and let's go out there and kick some butt. Who's going to win the $1,000? Who's going to have the most pendings? Who's going to have an amazing holiday season because of that? Every single one of you can certainly do it. I'm excited to see it. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.